Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for your time. No, you're here finally. That's fine. Very excited to talk to you today. I was just telling people about your journey and how you got here, but I'll let you take over. Tell us how a housewife, a mom, became an artist. Can you talk to me a little bit about your journey and how you got started?
Okay, so I wasn't always a housewife.
Okay.
I had very interesting jobs. I decided to stop working when my daughter was born.
Okay.
So I was one of the first few designers at Edith.com. I don't know if this generation.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So I was with Edith.com for the longest time. And then at some point I decided to, I was there with them for 7 years. I was employee number 27. So
wow.
Been there right from the start. Yeah. And then I decided to study some more. So I went and did my master's in human-centered computer systems from the University of Brighton. And when I got back, I was working basically with, consumer patterns, consumer behaviors. So I worked with HFI and Nokia. So my last job was with Nokia. I used to track consumer trend behavior and technology trends with them. It was great. I loved it. But I loved my daughter. When she was born, I was just so excited. I wanted to spend all my time with her. And, I love being a mom. So I stopped working. And I was really busy. But and when she was little, I've always been a maker. So even
right.
When I was a child, I loved making stuff. So I remember when I was 13 and 14, I used to make things. I used to sew things and make it. And actually sell them. So I was pretty, I made it and people liked it and they said, would you make it for us and, sell it. It was not like I'm not enterprising in that way, but I'm a maker. I like making things. And so when my daughter was born, I started making toys for her. I learned to crochet actually. And I made these very cute crochet toys and,
that's honestly, like you're making it sound super, no one makes anything anymore. You just buy things. So
Sorry?
Talk to me a little bit about, I'm just saying that you're making it sound like it's an everyday thing, but anything anymore.
I like learning new things. I really enjoy it. I enjoy learning new things. So even as a web designer, I never went for web design class or a technology. I learned Photoshop on my own. I learned stuff on my own. So, there's this constant desire to learn things, be creative, make stuff. But that was all very digital. And I also like making things with my hand. I love gift wrapping. I love it. I like
right.
it more. Than, I don't care what I'm gift wrapping, but it must be pretty.
Right.
So when my daughter was born, I learned to crochet and I started making toys for her. And then when she was about 3, she got these little these hedgehog kind of thingies, these little things. And she wanted a house for these creatures, these little creatures,
right.
Hedgehogs and mice and all. So I made her a house out of, and this is it. This is the first thing I made. It's all like kind of.
Yeah.
I made her this house out of a hopscotch delivery carton.
Wow.
So yeah, well, actually, the mice had a house first, and this is it. So when people want to see how I started. This is it. There was nothing grand. There was nothing great. The mice had a house and then the hedgehogs needed a house. And I started making this house for her. And, just when all the plates and the cutlery and the upholstery came into this house, I was just in love with it. And I loved decorating it. But I think once the house was done, Instagram, Pinterest were great. There was so much inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking at all these miniatures made by artists, which were so realistic and so pretty. I never ever thought I could do it. It was just something
right.
that was on me. So I just started making tiny items, whether it was a little teapot or whether it was a chair or it was a bed. I started making tiny items just to sort of play around and see if I could do it, but something more realistic, not the cardboard variety, And that's when I actually, I got an Instagram page. At first I used to upload everything on Facebook. And Facebook
right.
was just filled with family and friends and everyone was like, thumbs up, great stuff, it was
right.
like that. But I didn't have any of my family and friends on Instagram. And Instagram was really, I found a community over there, like a community of miniaturists. And I mean, right now they're like my family, you know, I just, it's amazing how much inspiration, how much encouragement you get from these people. And I'm grateful to each and every one of them. I mean, I really couldn't be here with them. So I started
Can I wind this back a little bit and actually talk to you about your learning process? I think that's very interesting. So you pick up a piece of cardboard and you build a house out of it. How do you like, I can't even imagine that. Like, how do you build a bed? How do you build a chair? How do you learn? Like, what did you do to start?
Well, I didn't learn it. I think it was just sort of, you know, the shape of a bed. I just sort of, you know, if it's cardboard, it's not that difficult. You know, it's not really that difficult. I guess you just put two pieces of cardboard, you put it. But yeah, I mean, I kind of, you can see the bed. I stacked here, if you can see, I stacked some pieces of cardboard and then I just stuck a back to it. But what became really nice was when the, when the bedding came on top of it. And that's when it got sweet. So I like doing these. I'm a stickler for details. I love the little details.
I can see that,
I cannot just make something for the heck of it. That's what I said. Whether it's gift wrapping or anything, it's always the details that matter to me. And then, you know, there are so many. I mean, for us, we are blessed. We are in a time when we have YouTube, we have Pinterest, we have so much, and we have tons of tutorials online. So if you're stuck, you just do a Google search and say, how do I make a miniature bed? You'll get hundreds of tutorials and hundreds of tutorials on how to make a chair or anything. You name it and you get it. Well, sometimes, very often, I don't get a tutorial. Like I made last year for an exhibition, I made Van Gogh's room. It was, the theme was... And I made Van Gogh's room, and there was you know what his chair looks like, right? The chair in the room has that rush seat, right? So I couldn't find a tutorial for that online, not in miniature. So I actually watched a video of how that's made on a real chair, and I sort of translated that into miniature. I mean, the process is exactly the same. It's just the scale becomes. So, you know, don't be intimidated. I think you just have to go out there and do it. I mean, nobody is going to, you know, I think we all have to stop being scared and, you know, of what we can do or our abilities or our capabilities. We just have to do it. And sometimes, you know, it may not be good. And sometimes, you know, it turns out well. I mean, you know, when I make stuff, it's sometimes not even the way I wanted in the first try. Like, there have been times when I have redone something at least 3 times or 4 times till I've got it right. So, you know, that happens as well.
Let's talk a little bit about your creative process and your inspirations as well. Because before this call, you were telling me about how you've built houses where you've built miniatures based on where you stayed before. So your house in Bombay, etc.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I like, a lot of stuff that I like doing, it always starts from something small. I mean, earlier, that's what it happened. So like, even when I was telling you, I started making little items, but then I didn't know what to do with all these things. Like, I had a desk and I had a bed and I had a, you know, like, I don't play with dollhouses or anything, but I made a house to put all those items in. And then when I put that, you know, you just... that's how the house came about. Like, I made a house. But for me, if it is not a commission piece, and that time a client probably knows what they want, or they say, I want a restaurant, or I want this, or I want that, you know, it's kind of, I kind of always start with something really small. It could be as small as like a rocking horse or, you know, stuff. And then suddenly the whole room gets built around it, or like a shelf which I saw, or a cupboard that I saw on Pinterest that is really pretty and it has really inspired me. So, you know, I kind of work, I look at that cupboard, try and make something similar, and then I work around it. That whole room, the room gets made, built around it. Like, for example, this is something that I have made. It's a vintage playroom over here. All I knew was like all the client said was, I want a playroom, a vintage playroom, but I want it customized with my daughter's right. name and things like that. And the whole thing started, sorry, excuse my dog. It's just
that's fine.
The whole thing started with a rocking horse. The whole right. room started with a rocking horse. And then, you know, things were built around it. But so for me, there's no real, you know, I never have like a big drawing set out or like I'll do a full sketch and all. There are people right. who do that. I can't. I don't. I just.
But for you, it's more natural. Something yeah. more that, yeah, it's like something you want to do. And actually, let's talk about your process as well, because you were telling me that each piece can take you up to 3 months, right?
Yeah. So, well, not really 3 months. Right now, I know that I started this, the Pune house. I've been doing these houses, which are sort of this one at the back here.
Right.
I started that in May, and it was somewhere in mid-July when it got done, you know,
right.
and it took me a long time. But yeah, typically a piece takes me about a month to make.
So, but this is all intricate work that you, it's like a journey you go over time, right? Like it's a long-term project that you put yourself through. And it's
so even the smallest ones, yeah, well, I can, even the ones that are really not very, like this one, I made this lantern recently and it took me about 3 weeks to make.
Right.
You know, it's not really big, but that's also because my kids are at home right now and it's just tough to work with them around all the time. So, yeah.
But so, these are all pieces of art. Did you ever imagine yourself as an artist? Or how do you, when you build something, what do you think of yourself as? Something you build on the
even
side?
Now, when people call me, they, like, you know, you're a miniature artist, I'm like, okay, I'm a mom. I mean,
right.
that's it. I mean, I'm a mom. First, I'm a mom. And yeah, I make miniatures. I do it only when I have the time. Like I was telling you earlier, I start working at night, generally.
Right.
I'm very sleep deprived. Really, very, very sleep deprived because... I sleep at like 1-2 in the morning
right.
and I wake up early to take my dog for a walk. My kids are up and you know, that kind of thing. So I'm extremely sleep deprived, but I love it. There is nothing else that I'd rather be doing than doing this at night, you know. Or
we're getting a lot of comments talking about people, how much they love your work, etc. So yeah, so you clearly have a lot of fans. You have almost a movement that you started from your living room. So did you ever imagine, you know, it's obviously a huge creative outlet for you. So how do you feel after you complete a piece, after working on it for, say, a month?
Actually, after a month, I'm just like, oh, my God, I just want to wrap this up and start something new
right.
Because it takes so long. But when I'm making it, I am just so, you know, I'm just in the zone. I get annoyed if I have to do something else. Like I want to be doing this all the time. I can't wait for the evening so that I can get back to this. You know, I can't wait for my kids to be asleep. Sometimes I'm just like, please go to sleep so I can do this. But they're really nice. They give me time to do it even during the day sometimes. So, you know, they're kind, they are understanding and they enjoy this. So,
I mean, you did it for your kids, right? You started off doing this for your kids.
Yeah, well, I only have them to thank. I didn't expect this to be what it is. It really, it started as a hobby, a complete hobby. And I still think that if I don't have a commission right now, I just make a piece and I don't care if it gets sold or not. I just make it. I mean, I have pieces that I've made and which are not sold yet. And I'm not even, I don't really go out there and say, you know, I don't have a web store or anything saying what is available, what is not available. People get in touch with me and if they want to buy it, they buy it. If they don't, this is therapy for me. Seriously,
right.
This is my way unwinding of just, you know, relaxing. So I don't.
That's actually a common thread we've seen in some of the artists and the creators we've interviewed in the past few lives. Where most of them are doing
yeah.
this regardless of the of the commercial aspect of it. It's something
yeah.
that they enjoy
yeah.
and it's a way of sort
yeah.
of meditation for them.
Yeah, it is. It's really, it's zen. I mean, without this, you know, I mean, being a mom is tough. It's really, it's not easy being a mom, you know, the,
right.
the kids, it's demanding.
Right.
I think we all need something we need something to feed our soul. We really do. And this does it for me. I mean, I know I have a lot of friends on Instagram as well, and they say the exact same thing. I mean, this just feeds your soul. I mean, if you don't have that, I mean, it could be anything, whether it's cooking, whether it's photography, whether it's crafting. And I admire people who, you know, who enjoy doing something that they're passionate about. Yeah.
Let me actually end by asking an important question most of the guys here must be wondering. So how does one get started? You're going to say obviously just start, but looking back in hindsight, what are the things that you would have done differently or where you would have learned from? What are the resources you'd recommend to people?
I seriously, it would have been the exact same thing. I mean, the way I would have made something, I mean, look at the way I started. It didn't stop me. I mean, yeah, I'm not, this is it. If right. people saw this, they're like, oh my God, you know, and right. it's turned into, you know, things like that. It right. didn't stop me from making it. It didn't stop me from going ahead. It just do it. Don't be scared. Don't worry about what people will say. And, you know, when I made this, I had so many oohs and ahs and wows even then. And it's the same now. So right. don't worry about what people say. Do it for yourself. And yes, you know, go to Pinterest. I mean, Pinterest is fantastic. If you just do a search on Pinterest, say, how do I make a chair? You'll get lots of tutorials. How do I make a basket? How do I make a teapot? There are lots of tutorials. I really don't know how to, like when people say, I've held miniature workshops, but I can't really, it's not like you learn how to make miniatures in that one workshop. What I can do in that workshop will be instill maybe some passion in you about miniatures. You know, that's it. Okay, so we'll go through the process together. But I'm not sure I can teach you how to make miniatures. Yeah, there'll be some tips and tricks that you'll learn. But after that miniature workshop, you will not, you know, be making big, really, you know, grand scale miniatures. And I don't think that about myself. I feel there's a lot to learn from me as well. You know, I'm constantly learning. I don't enjoy making miniature food, and I love the food artists that are there.
Right.
That's a learning for me, and maybe someday I will make it. You know, but right now I'll make very basic stuff, and because that's what, you know, my piece demands. So don't be worried. There's tons of resources out there, and I'm always available. I mean, if people want to make stuff, you can always message me and say, hey, this is what I'm making. This is what is happening right now. This is where I am. I'm a bit stuck. Can you help me? I'll help you. But how do I make it is a bit difficult. You know, it's like, I don't know, because the way I may have made a chair in my last piece will be completely different to the way I've made it, you know, in this piece. So
that's extremely gracious of you to offer your time up like that, first of all. And also, and you're so humble in the way you're talking about, you know, masterpieces that you're creating. It may look like, you know, you make it look easy, but I'm sure it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, again. Yeah, it's not rocket science either. And it's not tough. I think you just need to be passionate about something. If you're passionate about something, you're going to do it really well.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that's what's one of the things that's lacking even in our kids. I find that the passion is not there. So the willingness to learn is not there. If you're passionate about something, you will learn. I think most of my friends who are artists, whether they're miniature artists or whether they are painters or, you know, anything, everyone is self-taught. And that's because they're passionate about it. You know, right. And they've all been other jobs and they've given it up and they've started this. But every one of them I know has, you know, learned on their own. And that's it. You just have to have a passion and you'll do it. So,
yeah. Thank you so much for that absolutely inspiring and fantastic message. Really appreciate your time. And again, fantastic having you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Right. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.